102 lives have now been lost on the road so far this year here. The Road Safety Authority says their latest radio ad campaign is specifically designed around insights from younger men who drive on rural roads. It comes as the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, is reported to be seeking increased penalty points for people caught driving at higher speeds. Sarah O'Connor is with us. She's the Road Safety Authority's Director of External Affairs, and thank you very much for coming into our studio this lunchtime. This letter from Drew Harris to the outgoing Transport Minister, Jack Chambers, in May, he was advocating for a graduated penalty point system for speeding drivers. Is that something the RSA has considered?
It is something that the RSA has considered in the past and was actually, considered for inclusion in legislation that was due to be passed in 2023. As it happened, a number of very urgent measures were included in that particular round of legislation, and rather than hold it up to include that particular piece, the legislation went ahead with some of those very urgent matters. But I suppose maybe the piece of context that's helpful for people to know is, obviously, all of the partners involved in road safety are very concerned about what we're seeing on our roads over the course of the last 18 months or 2 years. We are coming to a point where at the end of the year we'll be moving into phase two of the road safety strategy, and so it's a really important point in time for not only the guards but for ourselves, for the Department of Transport, for the Minister, to be weighing up what the policy measures are that can be included in phase two and that may have an impact. And I think that's probably the broader context for this particular
what measure. Sort of policy measures are you looking at then?
So you can imagine over the course of the last period of time the government have introduced multiple penalty points for multiple offences if they're caught at the same moment in time.
Yes.
I know that Minister Lawless, for example, has been looking at driver re-education as being a very important part of that same kind of consequences and penalty points conversation. And obviously this graduated penalty points piece is also in the mix, really quite specifically in the same sphere. We're obviously considering in the RSA as a research, education and awareness organisation, you know, what campaigns need to happen, what investment needs to happen and what the future direction of travel is for our part of the road safety work.
Your latest ad campaign, it's been on the radio now for some weeks. Tell us about it.
So it's a series of ads based around the dangerous behaviours that we are most concerned about. So in the new batch of ads, we have two ads about drink driving, and we have a drug driving ad. We have an ad that's called, in inverted commas, belt up, where a son asks his mum to belt up, and she thinks it's a bit of cheek maybe coming from him because she's having a chat with him about his romantic life, but instead he is reminding her that he's the driver and that it's important for her to wear her seatbelt. And we have two on speed, both of which are quite hard-hitting. In fact, they're quite hard-hitting across the board, I would have said. The two on drink driving are called Autopsy 1 and Autopsy 2. They're about a coroner making the findings of what has happened in a fatal collision as a result of drink driving. And the two on speed, one outlines how speed is a serial killer in Ireland today. And the second one, which was particularly focused on the focus groups or coming from insights from the focus groups from young men, is about Darren and Jim, who are on a rural road. They think they know the road as well as they can. They think they even know what's coming around the corner. And instead, they are about to collide and to encounter each other in a very dangerous way. And that was based basically on young men saying to us, literally, verbally, I know these roads so well. Not only do I know what's around the or what the corner is, but I know what's coming around the corner at any given point in time. And so the design of it is to really draw people's attention to those behaviours that can be a problem, that people can become really complacent about and can become really used to as their own driving habits, but that can be very significant risk on our roads.
Is there any evidence that these ads work?
Yeah, there is. So we ran the drug driving ad alongside an alcohol ad earlier this year for about the space of about 3 months. And we did a similar piece to what we're doing at the moment, which is that we ran it on nighttime audio because we were worried about people driving by night. We upgraded it in particular counties that we were most worried about, and we particularly targeted youth stations. And so when we look at the research that's come back from that, 38% of people said that they'd heard the ad. About a third of those had heard it more than three times. And 80%+ of people said, yes, I'm more inclined to slow down. Yes, I'm more inclined to think about drink driving or drug driving as a result. Yes, I'm more inclined to put away my mobile phone. So each of those ads, because they're very targeted and they're a little bit of a kind of a creative in and a different way into a behaviour that we maybe all need to consider, they have been quite effective, and we'll continue to track those as the campaign goes on.
102 lives so far this year. It's been a bad year so far.
It has been a terrible year so far. Yeah. Yeah, it has. And there are communities across the country that are just really grappling with that and who are dealing with the worst possible case scenarios that they could face. And that's, I think, why we have to get our awareness campaigns absolutely laser sharp. And alongside that, the other aspects of road safety that are so important. So consequences, like you've mentioned, enforcement and across the board, it's about the entire perspective of road safety working together.
Sarah O'Connor, the Road Safety Authority's Director of External Affairs, thank you very much for coming in to us.